Anandana braja jana ranjana Yamuna tiravana chari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Vijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Jai Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotarshat Shri Srimati's Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotarshat Shri Srimati's Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Shri Prabhupada Ki अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नमाचार्य श्रीदास ठाकुर की जय समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय शिशि गुरु गौरांग की जय श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 20, entitled Lord Vishnu's Appearance in the Sacrificial Arena, Text Number 17. Maitreya Uvacha Saittham Loka Guruna Vishwaksenena Vishwajit Anushasita Adesham Shirasaja Gruhe Harehe Maitreya Uvacha Saittham Loka Guruna Vishwaksenena Vishwajit Anushasita Adesham Shirasaja Gruhe Harehe Maitreya Uvacha Saittham Loka Guruna Vishwaksenena Vishwajit अनुशासित आदेशम शिरसा जगृहे हरे। मैत्रेय उवाच सहितं लोक गुरुणा विश्वक्सेनेन विश्वहे। सहितं लोक गुरुणा विश्वक्सेनेन विश्वहे। शिरसा जगृहे हरे। मैत्रेय उवाच स इत्थं लोकगुरुणा विश्वक्सेनेन विश्वजित् अनुशासित आदेशं शिरसा जगृहे हरे। माताजीस Translation and Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The great saint Maitreya continued, My dear Vidura, in this way, Maharaj Prithu, the conqueror of the entire world, accepted the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead on his head. Purport. One should accept the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by bowing down at the lotus feet of the Lord. This means that anything spoken by the personality of Godhead should be taken as it is, with great care and attention, with great respect. It is not our business to amend the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or make additions or alterations, as it has become a custom for many so-called scholars and swamis who comment on the words of the Bhagavad Gita. Here the practical example of how to accept the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is shown by Prithu Maharaj. This is the way to receive knowledge through parampara system. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभिष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरुः श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साधवैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते जयतां सुरतो पंगो मम मंद मतेर्गति मत्सर्वस्व पदाम्बुजो राधा मदन मोहनो दिव्याद् वृंदारण्यकल्पद्रुमदः श्रीमद्रत्नागार सिंहासनस्थो श्रीमद् राधा श्रील गोविंद देवो प्रेष्ठालिभि सेव्यमानो स्मरामि श्रीमान् रासरसारंभि वंशी वटतटस्थितः कर्षण वेणु स्वनेर्गोपी गोपीनाथाय श्रीयस्तु नः तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So devotees, those who wish to grind chandan for the Lord, जो भक्त भगवान के लिए चंदन की सेवा करना चाहते हैं तो पीछे चंदन रखे हैं चंदन यात्रा के लिए, अगर आपकी इच्छा है तो आप कर सकते हैं. हरे कृष्णा. सो आई बेग ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज हु हैव असेंबल्ड फॉर टुडेज श्रीमद् भागवतम डिस्कशन. वी आर इनटू द फोर्थ कैंटो, अ ब्यूटिफुल पास्ट टाइम ऑफ पृथु महाराज. And this today's chapter is entitled Lord Vishnu's Appearance in the Sacrificial Arena. So last few days we are discussing this, the wonderful pastime of how Prithu Maharaj, he has performed 99 sacrifices and just one more, and then he'll be called as a Shatakritu. And then Lord Indra, feeling insecure, he tried to obstruct his sacrifices. He took the different forms, and then it was Lord Brahma who advised Prithu Maharaj to stop the sacrifices. And Prithu Maharaj follows the instruction of Brahma, and Lord, being pleased by Prithu Maharaj, he appeared in the sacrificial arena. So the word sacrifice means tyag, or to sacrifice means to offer. So many guests, I give them the tour of this Govardhaniko village, and we also perform everyday sacrifice. We have a Yajna Shala. And one of the young student, engineering student, he asked me, though from a Vedic background, so-called, from a tradition, he was feeling little illogical to put things into the fire. So now everything we want logic and reason. So he was thinking, what is the reason? Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagwan ki Jai. So the reason for performing sacrifices is we want to please the Lord. And when the Lord is pleased, then the Lord will appear. So when we perform the fire sacrifices, we put the different oblations into the fire. So it will, what does it signify? So as we all know, what does the sacrifice signify? When we offer different oblations into the fire, it signifies that we offer our gratitude. Whatever Lord has given to us, we are giving him back. Lord's name is Yajna Bhuk. So he accepts the offering, making the fire as his mouth. That's why we offer the different oblations. Okay, so we offer our heart, we offer our gratitude to the Lord. Now the same Lord, he appears in the form of the deities, the Archa Vigraha. Now here in this pastime, in this episode of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Vishnu has himself appeared in front of Prithu Maharaj. So how to worship him? So again the same question. If you see, there's a different way of offering the oblations to the sacrifice. So there's a process of Pancharatra Vidhi. We offered the different articles to the Supreme Lord. So I was just taking darshan one day in front of Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari ji, and some guest came in and she told, oh, we also offer aarti at our home every day. But I know we offer this aarti or dhoop, but why this cloth is offered in between? You know, you're offering the water, you're offering the cloth and this chamar. So if you see, everything has its significance. And somehow, I heard from the pujari devotees of the Lord that when we offer these all articles to the Supreme Lord, it signifies that whatever elements, this material world is made of, we offer it back to Krishna. That's why dhupam, deepam, argyam, vastram, pushpam, and then chamar and vyajan we offer. So it is, we are expressing our gratitude and giving back the Lord what Lord has given us. And then we accept it as his remnants. So it's not only that we offer dhupam, deepam, argyam, vastram and pushpam. While reading this, there's one more thing we do is, we offer the obeisances. Because you will see this, that Prithu Maharaj, when Lord appeared in his sacrificial arena, he offered obeisances to the Lord. So what do we offer when we offer obeisances to the Lord? Like, okay, we are offering the Arghya means water, or Pushpa means Gandha we are offering to the Lord, the earth element. But what do we offer when we offer obeisances to the Lord. What do we offer when we say prayers in front of the Lord? So these are more subtle. Means we are, by offering prayers, we are offering our intelligence to the Lord. By offering obeisances, we are surrendering ourselves to the Lord and we are surrendering our ego, our false ego, and accepting, O Lord, you are the master and I am the servant. So these are the different ways how we express our love, gratitude and respect to the Supreme Lord. So offering obeisances to the Lord means surrendering our ego to the Lord. So today's verse is so beautiful. It is Maitreya Muni is telling, Saittham Loka Guruna Vishvaksenena Vishvajit. The Lord who is a Loka Guru. Now the Supreme Personality of God is He is a spiritual master of all spiritual masters, Loka Guru. Anushasita Adesham Shirasa Jagruhe Hare. So this verse comes when the Lord has appeared and He has given His instructions, His words to Prithu Maharaj. And what did Prithu Maharaj did once the Lord has instructed him? So Anushasita Adesham, he accepted the instructions of the Lord. Shirasa Jagruha Grihe, Jagruha Harehe. So he took that instructions of the Supreme Lord on his head. That means he followed the instructions of the Lord. So Prabhupada very nicely emphasized this quality of a devotee, that whenever a devotee gets the instruction from the Guru or Krishna, he follows it as it is. He does not interpret it. So he follows as it is. So as it is said, one should not only understand the instruction, but the spirit behind the instructions as well. So the more the surrender is, the more we are in connection with the Lord, the more nicely we can take that instructions to the heart. So there is a beautiful story in the life of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we all know. The three prominent instructions given by his Gurudev, Srila Gaurakishwadas Babaji Maharaj, to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, what were they? He told, never go to Kolkata, it's a Maya Nagari, right? Never make many disciples, and never associate with materialist people. So, when you understand the instructions, it's not only the words of the instruction, but what does that instructions really carry? And if you see, in the manifest pastimes of Srila Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he could not only go to Kolkata, but so many cities around India, establishing 64 Gaudiya Mutts. So, Srila Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, he never went to Kolkata or any Maya Nagari, because whenever he used to visit any of the cities, he used to stay in the Gaudiya Mutt or the temples, which are the residential places of the Lords. Then never make any disciples. So he always accepted all the disciples as the servants of his spiritual master. In that way, he never made his own disciples. And then never associate with materialist people. If you see, there are very beautiful pictures of His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Old pictures, wearing a coat, or sometimes, he's with a big four-wheeler or meeting big leaders, big people. Even Subhash Chandra Bose, his family was impressed and was preached by Srila Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So how we could say that he didn't associate with the materialist? So Srila Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, he never take their association, he gave his association to them. So that is how he understood the spirit of the instruction, not the instruction on its own. So in this episode of Prithu Maharaj being guided by Brahmaji and Lord being pleased is very fascinating. To get the right guidance in the life at right time is a special mercy of the Lord. What can be a better benediction? So being a practicing sadhakas, so many times we commit so many mistakes, isn't it? And that's being our conditioned nature, and everybody is trying sincerely to overcome them. But if we see that sometimes our mistakes are not corrected, isn't it? It happens. So it is said, when the Lord is really pleased with someone, He will be given the right guidance at the right time. There are many wonderful examples in Srimad Bhagavatam. I remember one of the beautiful Abhanga of Tukaram Maharaj also, he says, माझ्या विठोबाचा कैसा प्रेम भाव आपण हाची देव होय गुरु. ही से समटाईम्स अ पर्सन मे फील ओ आय एम नॉट सराउंडेड बाय द डिवोटीज और देर इज नो बडी टू गाईड मी इन माय स्पिरिच्युअल लाईफ. सो बिकॉज पृथ्वी महाराज ही वॉज गाईडेड बाय ब्रह्माजी. सो इन अँड दीज आर द टू बिग पर्सनॅलिटीज इन फाईट ऑर इन क्वारल इन दिस एपिसोड इज लाईक वन ऑफ द शक्त्यावेश अवतार ऑफ द लॉर्ड पृथ्वी महाराज अँड द लॉर्ड इंद्र हु इज द पर्सनली अपॉइंटेड बाय द लॉर्ड फॉर द युनिव्हर्सल मॅनेजमेंट. वॉट अबाउट अस बिकॉज सच काइंड ऑफ सिच्युएशन्स कॅन कम इन आर लाईफ ऑल्सो इजंट इट. लाईक इन द नेक्स्ट पर्पोट प्रभुपाद सेज दॅट हाऊ बोथ आर द डिवोटीज. Indradev is also a devotee and Prithu Maharaj is also a devotee and there is a quarrel between the two devotees. So then if we are rightly guided at right time, then there is the greatest mercy of the Lord. Otherwise what will happen? We may commit mistakes, we may keep on committing mistakes and that would make our spiritual life more and more difficult. Isn't it? And if somebody is corrected at right time, then it could bring the transformation of the heart and is helped, right? So greatest mercy of the Lord is that we are corrected at right time. So this two scriptures, Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, so they are the core scriptures from which we get the understanding of our spiritual life. So if you see, Bhagavad Gita is like the theory. Many times, you know, we discussed, if you see, there are so many beautiful instructions given by Lord Krishna to Arjuna, isn't it? But what is the difference between Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam? So when, like yesterday, Her Grace Nitai Sivini Mataji and His Grace Sambhapuri, we nicely discussed about the qualities of devotees and qualities of tolerance, and so many wonderful instructions are given by Lord in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. But Srimad Bhagavatam is the practical demonstration of the principles of Bhagavad Gita. Because when Krishna says, Advaishta Sarva Bhutanam Maitra Karunevacha, and such devotees are very dear to me, then do we have any examples? Isn't it? So Srimad Bhagavatam is the example of whatever principles enunciated in Bhagavad Gita. And specifically this episode of Prithu Maharaj and Indradev, we see that how Prithu Maharaj, he could forgive Indra very easily. So this character of Srimad Bhagavatam, Indradev, is so special. Whenever somebody makes a mistake, it's like in Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioned that whenever a great personality makes mistake, we have to learn from their mistake, see the mistake as mistake, but we should never lose respect for them. So I was thinking the other way. Somebody might think, why only Prithu Maharaj was corrected? What if Indra would have been corrected? And if you see, this character of Indradev is repeatedly in Srimad Bhagavatam, if you see many instances, many pastimes, he keeps making some kind of disturbances and he is forgiven always. So there's a beautiful pastime where Indradev, he is again here in this case of Prithu Maharaj. Lord praised Prithu Maharaj in front of Indradev, and Lord Indra got, like, you know, his heart got transformed and he offered his obeisances to Prithu Maharaj. So there is similar instance in Srimad Bhagavatam in 6th canto. Now there are 10 different subjects of Srimad Bhagavatam. So 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is specifically described as a poshanam aspect, that how Lord nourishes the devotion of a devotee. So we all know this beautiful pastime of Vritrasura and Indradev, isn't it? So in this pastime also, if you see, Lord Indra is so much attached to his position, to being a king, king of the heaven. And there's a detailed pastime the 6th canto describes, and how then there is a Vritrasura who was a Chitraketu Maharaj before, and he has been given a body of a demon, Vritrasura. So in this pastime, when there is a fight between demons and demigods, so this Vritrasura is so powerful. And He always defeats the demigod. Then they all go to the Lord and they are given a solution. What is the solution to kill the Vritrasura? They have to go to the Dichimuni, get his bones and make a thunderbolt out of it, and by that thunderbolt, Vritrasura will be killed. So, after getting the instructions, direct instructions from the Lord, Indra followed that. They went to Dadichi Muni, they took his bones, they made the thunderbolt. Again the war started. And when there's war going on between Vritrasura and Indra, so Indra is getting defeated. And Vritrasura is one who instructs Indra that, because Lord has instructed Indra, if you make the thunderbolt out of Dadichi Muni's bones, and then you can kill Vritrasura, but Indradev forgets that. And then Vritrasura, he instructs. So this is a beautiful, again, the story, the difference between the devotee of the Lord, who is so much attached, taking the instructions of the Lord in the heart. So even Vritrasura knew this, that how he will be killed, and he reminds Indra that how you can kill me. He says, if you kill me and my soldiers, I shall be relieved of my debts in the world. Offer my body to other living entities and attain the dust of the lotus feet of great devotees like Narada. Manasvinam pada rajah praptase. So Indradev is so much eager to get his kingdom, and here Vritrasura is eager to go back to Godhead. And he reminds him the instructions given by Lord to Indra. He says, why don't you hurl at me? Although you are with your clubs, you are useless. Like a request of a money from a miser, your thunderbolt will not be useless. Have no doubt about this. So he is reminding Indra that don't be doubtful on Lord's instruction. So you follow it. The thunderbolt has been empowered by the prowess of Vishnu and the strength of Dadichi's austerities. Ordered by Vishnu, kill me with it. When Vishnu favors a person, victory, opulence, and all good qualities are assured. Yato Harir Vijaya Shrir Gunastataha. So when Lord Vishnu is pleased, all these good qualities comes on its own. So here if you see, this was the instruction given to Indradev, but he has forgotten, and Vritrasura is reminding that if you follow the instructions of the Lord, you will get all this. So by following the instructions of the Lord, one will achieve all the desirable things. But what is the best thing? The best thing is not to get what we desire. So in future, in further, Vritrasura says, Lord never bestows the great opulences of heaven, earth or lower upon his dedicated servants, ekanta dhiyam, for such opulences causes agitation, anxiety, pride, quarrel, calamity and hard labor. So devotees, they never hanker for this material achievements. And so Indradev being want to maintain his position as a king of heaven was fighting. And a very beautiful verse, Vritrasura says, Traivargikasya vigatam asmat patir vidhatte purushasya shakra tato anumeyo bhagavat prasado yodur labho anki akinchana gocharonye. He says, Traivargi kasya vigatam asmat. Asmat, we devotees, Lord never favors us with this dharma, artha and kama. Tato anumanye bhagavat prasado. What is the bhagavat prasada for the devotees? Yodur labho akinchana gocharonye. Such mercies are obtainable only by the devotees who serve the Lord without any material expectations, and not by the aspirants who are looking for some material opulences in life. So everybody is in this world, if you see success, what is success? If I get what I want, isn't it? That is a success. But Prithu Maharaj, there are beautiful prayers of different devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam. And one of the best prayers among them is the Prithu Maharaj in future verses, just after the next section of this chapter, is the beautiful verses of the prayers by Prithu Maharaj. And he says, the best prayer is that, you know, what the best thing we can ask from the Lord? He says the best thing one can ask from the Lord is whenever we go in front of Lord, oh Lord, give me what is best for me. Because our needs and what we aspire or desire in our life keeps changing. But if you always pray, oh my Lord, whatever is best for me, please give me that. And further he said, how it is? He said, because as the parents, the child does not have to go to the parents and ask, oh, this is best for me, you give me. No. Parents are always eager to give what is best for their children. So the best thing which we can ask the Lord is, oh Lord, whatever is best for me, please give that. And this is what Prithu Maharaj is exemplifying. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada has emphasized that how the instructions of the Lord has to be taken as it is, without any mental speculation. Prabhupada mentions that how there are different swamis and different scholars who just by mental jugglery, they change the words of the Lord. So taking the instructions of the Lord on head means following that instructions as it is. And in the personal life of Srila Prabhupada also we can see how he was instructed in 1922 that you are an English spoken person, why don't you spread this message throughout the world? And how Prabhupada could take the message of his spiritual master and then he could propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world. The next verse for today's discussion is, I'll just read the verse and translation. Sprashantam padayoho premna vriditam svena karmana shatkratum parishvajya vidvesham visasarjaha. As King Indra was standing by, he became ashamed of his own activities and fell down before King Prithu to touch his lotus feet. But Prithu Maharaj immediately embraced him in great ecstasy and gave up all envy against him for his having stolen the horse meant for the sacrifice. So, this is the transformation of Indradev. Now, after this whole episode of Lord speaking and seeing the devotion of Prithu Maharaj, even the Indradev's heart got transformed. So, if one is Krishna consciousness in his heart, he will always try to adjust. Even the practicing sadhaka, we can see that such kind of situations can come in our life as well. So, most of the time our aspiration is to be like Prithu Maharaj. Or the devotees, be tolerant, be non-envious. So that is our aspiration. But most of the time, Krishna is so merciful, even if we behave like Lord Indra, we are forgiven. And by repeated hearing of the instructions, then we have hope that we can also develop these qualities. So there are so many lessons to learn from Prithu Maharaj, that how he is very easily forgiven Indra. But for a struggling sadhaka, there can be a great lesson at least to accept our mistakes whenever we make such mistakes. So Prabhupada writes in this purport, both King Indra and Maharaj Prithu were envious and angry with each other. But since both of them were Vaishnavas or servants of Lord Vishnu, it was their duty to adjust the cause of their envy. This is also a first-class example of cooperative behavior between Vaishnavas. So, one devotee was explaining that how in this world, problem will be there. And everybody wants to purify themselves and advance on the path of Krishna consciousness. So conditionings, anarthas are there. But at least if we are willing to progress ourselves in Krishna consciousness, to the degree we meditate, hear these instructions, at least we can correct ourselves. We can adjust ourselves. So the thing which is emphasized here is willingness to accept mistake. So, Indradev being the king of a heaven and to accept one's mistake is a big thing, isn't it? And that's how one could even receive the grace of the Lord, isn't it? So, the first thing is we can avoid the mistakes, we can develop such good qualities, and if the traces of conditionings are there in us and if accidentally we commit the mistake, at least we should accept that mistake. Because when we accept the mistakes, that will help us again advance in Krishna consciousness. So like the sixth canto is mentioning the poshanam, how the Lord nourishes the devotee's devotion is. So in the sixth canto, this Vritrasur, he encouraged Indra to kill him. And when Indradev killed Vritrasur by his thunderbolt, he went home back to Godhead. And before that, he was eagerly waiting to meet Lord, and he was offering such wonderful prayers. The four prayers of Vritrasur is very famous. Aham hare tav pade, aham hare tav dasi pade ka mulam dasanu daso bhavitasmi bhuya. Nanaka prushtam nacha parameshtam. I don't want anything, even the king of heaven or even the position of Brahma, he says. But eagerly waiting, like a calf is waiting for his mother or a wife who has been separated from his husband. Such wonderful prayers Vritrasur is remembering in his heart. And in such remembrance, he went back to Godhead to meet his Supreme Lord. So that is how Lord has protected a devotion of Chitraketu Maharaj, even in the heart of even though he was in the body of a demon. But how he protected Indra, Indra's poshanam. So it is said, Indradev is allowed to keep his position. Even though he repeatedly made mistakes, so Lord, because he accepted his mistake. See, every pastime, if you see, even in the Govardhan Leela, later he begged forgiveness from the Lord. He performs the Abhishek of the Lord at Govinda Kund, isn't it? He performed the Abhishek with his Airavat. So he accepts his mistake. So this gives hopes to devotees. So first thing is not to make mistakes. But if you make mistakes, then we should accept that mistakes. As we were discussing that getting the right guidance at right time is a blessing of the Lord. So many times that guidance will also come in our life when we make mistakes. But if you are not receptive to that guidance, then it won't help. Like there are beautiful examples, even in the fourth canto, Dhruva Maharaj. When he was so much pained in his heart, when Mother Suruchi spoke that you can't sit on your father's throne, he was so much pained, he was hissing like snake, isn't it? So much of anger. But he got the right guidance at the right time. What Mother Suniti said, if you have the same feelings, anger and envy towards others, that will pain you yourself. Don't have this ill feelings about others in your heart. Better you worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right guidance at the right time. But he could follow that instruction. So the first thing is, when we make mistakes, the thing is, most of the time when we make mistake, we ourselves don't know that we are wrong. Others can understand. And if others knows that our nature is that we will not accept our mistake, nobody will come and correct us also. And we will be allowed to commit mistakes again and again. But if we are... See, that's how the Prithu Maharaj is corrected, not Indra. Why? Because Prithu Maharaj was willing to accept the instructions of the instruction of Brahmaji. And that's how the Prithu Maharaj was instructed, and that could transform the heart of Indradev. But if both of them are not willing to accept, then what will happen? It will just increase the fire. It will not solve the problem. So willingness to accept the mistake is also a great thing which we can learn from Indradev in any of his, all of these episodes of Srimad Bhagavatam. So today is also a very auspicious day. Today is Srila Gadadhar Pandit's appearance day. And we'll discuss for a few minutes on the pastimes of Gadadhar Pandit. So we know that the Supreme Lord manifested into the Pancha Tattva. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. That the Lord Himself manifesting, Lord Krishna manifesting with the bhava of Srimati Radharani as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And today is the day when the Srimati Radharani is appearing in the form of Pancha Tattva as Gadadhar Pandit. So there are few pastimes and details about Srila Gadadhar Pandit. So when did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear? Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dila Darshan Sakalanka Chandrara Kuno Prayochan. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared on Falgun Purnima. So it is mentioned that how Krishna appeared Janmashtami in the mid of the lunar month. When Shrimati Radharani appears, again Radhashtami, mid of the lunar month. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he appears combining together on the Purnima day. But what about Gadadhar Pandit? So Gadadhar Pandit is same Shrimati Radharani, but is mentioned that both appearance and disappearance day of Gadadhar Pandit is on the new moon day or Amavasya. So beautiful explanation is given by Shridhar Swami, Bhaktirakshak Shridhar Maharaj. So he says that Mahaprabhu came in full moon Purnima and he drew the entirety of internal wealth from Gadadhar Pandit. Mahaprabhu made him quite empty. He sent Gadadhar Pandit on a black night in the hot summer season. In Mahaprabhu's case, he descended on the night of full moon. So this Mahaprabhu took the fullest advantage from Gadadhar and sent him to the most negative position. So if you see the, now Srimati Radharani is most merciful. And she has so much of love for Shri Krishna. And that's how Lord himself want to taste that love. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vana Yeva Swadhyo Enadbhuta Maturima Kidrisho Vamadiya. So to know that what, how, to taste that love of Srimati Radharani, Lord Gauranga has come. And now both the internal mood of Srimati Radharani is taken by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So that way, now Gadadhar Pandit has given everything, all his internal wealth of Gadadhar Pandit is taken by Lord Chaitanya. So he says, Radharani has two corresponding moods. She is Radha in Krishna Leela, and in Gaura Leela, the mood of distribution, she is Gadadhar. In Gaura Leela, Krishna Gauranga appears with the Bhavakanti of Radharani as Gadadhar. The man standing by his side like Nishkinchana, one who has lost everything. So if you see Gadadhar Pandit, he was just like the shadow to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was always in so much of deep love for Lord Gauranga. And not only that, now if you see here in the some similarity we can see, like, you know, Prithu Maharaj, if you see in his case, somebody may say in the material platform, it was an injustice to him. Isn't it? He was the capable of doing the sacrifice and he would have also been called as Shatakrutu, but he has been stopped. So it's an injustice. Isn't it? No. For the devotees, it is the reciprocation of the Lord. It is the love of the Lord. So Gadadhar Pandit also tolerated so much of injustice in his whole life. Now if you see Srimati Radharani, who is she? She is Vrindavaneshwari. She is the queen of Vrindavan. And when same Srimati Radharani appeared as Gadadhar Pandit, Lord Chaitanya didn't allow Gadadhar Pandit to go to Vrindavan. Jagdananda Pandit, he wants to go to Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu, after so much of consideration, he said, okay, if you go, but go and associate with Rupa and Sanatan. Don't be alone. But for Gadadhar Pandit, he never allowed. And Gadadhar Pandit's life was, he was feeling completely empty in the absence of Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He was less like a body, body without soul, body without spirit, because he was always feeling separation from the Lord. So Srila Bhakti Rakshak Shridhar Maharaj writes that there was so much of physical proximity. If you see, Srila Gadadhar Pandit was also staying in the Navadvip where Mahaprabhu was. So they were always in physical proximity, but they felt so much of separation. So he gave an example that how that there is a husband and wife, but in front of the assembly, they can't have the exchange. So similarly, though the Gadadhar Pandit was always with Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has given all his internal wealth to Lord Sri Chaitanya and he was in complete separation from him. So he was burning with that separation. So and there is one more beautiful explanation he gives. So why Srimati Radharani gave her bhava? The Krishna became Gauranga. The bhava or the Radharani gave her kanti to Krishna. So he writes, the entire wealth of Radharani's feelings, her sentiments, mood, and even her luster were taken by Krishna. Why? Radharani voluntarily gave all these things. You know why? She says, he writes, I can't allow you to roll on the earth with your body. I shall enfold you. And that's how Radharani gave her Kanti to Krishna. That emptiness we find in Gadadhar Pandit. He is running after Mahaprabhu as his shadow. But he is not poor. It is his wealth that has given Mahaprabhu such a dignified position. And also, this, if you see in the Bhakshila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they have established this Gaur Gadadhar worship. Even in the Godruma, we go, the Samadhi temple of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we have Shishi Gaur Gadadhar, it is there. Or in the Narsingha Mandir at Yogapit also, the Gaur Gadadhar is worshipped. So this mood of Srila Gadadhar Pandit, of feeling separation from Krishna, even though very close to Krishna, was the benediction of Lord Sri Chaitanya. Because the service in separation is more intense than the service in union. So Srila Bhaktirakshak Maharaj writes, sometimes in the case of Radharani and Krishna, they experience prema vaichitya. They are standing closely together, yet still experience some feeling of separation. So intense is their feeling. Even though they are together, they are feeling the pain of intense separation. That is prema vaichitya. A pastime is mentioned wherein Krishna, Radharani and Sakhis are present. Radharani sees her image in the body of Krishna. It is so transparent, the body of Krishna, that Radharani could see herself in Krishna. The Radharani's image is reflected there, and Radharani thinks, oh, there is another lady with a golden colored body. She is very much engaged in jealousy. And Lalita Devi comes and explains that the reflection of Radharani is not other Sakhi, that is Srimati Radharani herself. So when Gadadhar Pandit gives all his internal wealth to Krishna, so what is the, like Srimati Radharani is, there are two moods in serving to Krishna. So Rukmini Devi serves Krishna in a Dakshina mood. Means Dakshina, these are two moods, one is Vama and Dakshina. So Vama is where the person gets angry on a beloved, okay? And but in Dakshina mood is completely submissive, whatever is told. So Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani only, but now since she has given her inner wealth to Krishna, to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, she is serving Krishna in a Dakshina mood, means always submissive. Like there is a beautiful verse in Lalita Ashtakam for Srimati Radharani. She tells Srimati Radharani, you give up your Dakshina mood. He says, Dhurte Vrajendra Tanaye Tanu Sushtu Vamyam Ma Dakshina Bhava Kalanki Nilaghavaya Radhe Giram Shunuhitam Iti Shikshayanti Devim Gunesu Lalitam Lalitam Namami. So there, Lalita Devi says to Srimati Radharani, Dhurte Vrajendra Tanaye Tanu Sushtu Vamyam. So don't be merciful to Krishna because he's Durta. Durte Vrajendra Tane Tanu Sushtu Vama Ma Dakshina Bhava. She says, give up your mood of submission to Krishna, isn't it? So that is mood of Srimati Radharani. And here Gadadhar Pandit is completely submissive. He is like the shadow to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and always feeling intense separation even though in physical proximity. We are told that service offered when they are in separation has a greater importance than when they are united. When they are separated, they feel great pain. Very important. When they are separated, they feel great pain. And service at that time is an utmost necessity. Where do we find this greatest necessity? In Gadadhar Pandit, in Radharani. Her bhav is plundered by Mahaprabhu and she is bereft of all her property. Like the poorest of the poor, she is standing. It is so pitiable and pathetic that it demands service. Service here will be of the greatest value. In that state, our service will attract the greatest remuneration. And even a little service will earn much of the divine compensation. So that is mood of Srila Gadadhar Pandit serving Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Today is his appearance day. So let's offer our prayers to Srila Gadadhar Pandit so that we can also develop some mood of service and some tinge of attraction towards Lord Gauranga's grace. Jai Shri Gadadhar Pandit ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai. Any comments or anything to share on past lives of Gadadhar Pandit or today's discussion? Srila Prabhupada ki.